says, Mother Piv is not able to be Mechayiv woman. It's able to be Mechayiv Shvua. So, Edim, that's able to be Mechayiv woman, Avada can be Mechayiv Shvua. To which the Gemara asks, but it's not true. Piv is Mechayiv woman, of all things to say. Hadas Baldin. And we added yesterday the Kasha from the Maria Bua. The Makar for Hadas Baldin is from Moedim Amiksas, that the fact that you have to swear on the Chelek HaKfira shows that must be you believed his Haidah on the other half. We're talking about the Parsha of Moedim Amiksas. So what, you didn't know the din of Moedim Amiksas, Das Baldin, a Pella? But the Gemara answers, we're not discussing Piv Mechayiv Mamon. That Avada, we knew that Piv is Mechayiv Mamon. But what we meant was that Piv is not Mechayiv Knas. And that's really what we meant. So it was a mistake. It wasn't Mamon, it was Knas. Madach Piv is not Mechayiv Knas. There's a special din. Moedim Knas is Pater. And it's able to be Mechayiv Shvua. Edim, that's Mechayiv Knas. Avad is Mechayiv Shvua. Yesterday we still debated Machlekes Ksois and the Mari Ben Leiv. What was the Machlekes, the Ksois and the Mari Ben Leiv? What's the gather of Hadas Baldin? Hare Be'emes, a person is not Nemon Al Atzmoy. Ein Adam Nemon Al Atzmoy. Ein Adam Nemon Al Kroivoy. What's the inyan that a person is nemon to say Hadas Baldin? So we said from the Mari Ben Leiv that it's a hischaivus. If you want to say the extreme nusach of the Mari Ben Leiv, I want to change it today. But first, if you want to say the extreme nusach of the Mari Ben Leiv, when a person is moida that he owes money, we don't believe him. Sheker, we don't hear him. Ain't other made alatzmoy. Zero, gornish, we don't believe him. No. He could be mechayiv himself. I mean, there's a basic din. A person could say harei ani mischayiv to someone money. That's what's going on. Is that really what the Mari Ben Leiv meant? The Ksois asks, in a case of a kaifer akol, and the guy brother says, I'm kaifer akol, but I grant I'm going to give you a matana. No. Fred Ksois, that should also be moedim b'miksas. Anyways, when he's moedim b'miksas, that's what's going on. And the oilam was tiny yesterday, but I want to be makar of the Indian. The Mari Ben Leiv does mean that we believe you. I'm sorry, I can't believe I'm saying that, but we're neming on. Oh, he got it, okay. We're neming on what he's saying. Because a person can be mechayiv himself, so we're neming on what he says. Neming on. I'm going to explain. If a guy says, you owe me 100, and he says, no, I owe you 0. Grata, I'm going to give you a present. When he says, you owe me 100, and he says, yeah, I'm going to owe you the 50. We don't mamish believe you. Oh, but the gather that a person can be mechayiv himself, so we're neming on what he says. A little bit making the Mari Ben Leiv also nemonis. But I want to tell you something phenomenal. The Ksois holds that it's mamish nemonis. He's the other tzad. I ain't not the nemon al atzmoy. Lechayiv is atzmoy, a person is nemon. There's a famous word from the Achroinim. It's not mamish. When Edom are made something and they say a story, we believe the story. We believe the details. We believe the irua, the event, the story that was told, and the effects thereof. When we say Hadas Baldin Kameya Edim is Nemon, the Ksois, we don't mamish believe the story. I'm going to be careful now. We Nemon what he says, Benegay the results. If you realize what we just did.
It's the same thing.
Oh, we, not the same thing. It's a big machlokes Ksois in the Mari Ben Leiv. But what we did was that we said the Mari Ben Leiv is not polarized. Mamish, decided to get my tongue out of the blue. And the Ksois doesn't mamish mean an amonis like Edis. There's still a machlokes Ksois and Mari Ben Leiv. Let's not make it Karev Zelzeh. But I think it's a new nature of their hair that even in the Ksois, it's not an amonis like we believe Edim. It's, we believe it, Benegeya the result of what he says, but we didn't mamish hear the story. This guy's telling us the story. Who says he's the maid? Klapi Matvara Mamurim, I saw Mary the Kiddush. Reb Nochum brings this from his Shver, Reb Chaim, Shmuel. Why is Moedim B'Knas Potter? We said that a person's Chayiv Mamon, but Knas not. Why is Moedim B'Knas Potter? Mipnei Ma'am Retoyer Moedim B'Knas Potter. It's a Pasuk. About it. By the way, not only is it a Pasuk, yesterday we asked that there's a man, the Omer, that Moedim B'Knas is Potter, that even if Edom come afterwards, you're not Chayiv. And we said, so then it has no Shaiches to us. And it's Tamazai that Knas doesn't apply on Mondays. I mean, Knas doesn't apply when a guy was Moedim. Yesterday was Mondays. So the Ksai spoke about that yesterday, that there's a din Moedim B'Knas Potter. Why is Moedim B'Knas Potter? A Moedim B'Knas is not like a regular Chi of Mamon. Knasses asher yashin alehim, the Bezdin meted it out. If Edim are made that a guy's chayiv knas, so we heard the story. And yes, there's a chayiv of knas. But when a person in Piv is made the knas, since in Piv we don't mamish believe you literally on the event, nor the Taitzah, in knas that won't be enough. Because in knas we have to have you, on the chayiv itself. Lefiza chiddush ladin. There's a big machlekes apayskim. There's a thing called edus miyuchedes. Edus miyuchedes is when two edim said an edus, but they saw it from two different windows. They weren't together, and each one separately said the edus. Does edus miyuchedes work by dine mamonis? Yes. Does edus miyuchedes work by dine nefashis? No. Does edus miyuchedes work for knas? Machlekes apayskim. It's machlekes. Taz and ksois. It's in tomorrow's maramakoyim. But one second. There's a knach over here. If Eidus Miyuchedes doesn't work by Knas, you know what the reason would be? Because Eidus Miyuchedes maybe is also such a gedder. We can't believe mamish the event, but we can believe the gist of it. That's not enough for Knas. Lefiza, I have an interesting Shiloh. Rab Chia! A guy says you owe 100, and he says Kaifer HaKol, and Eidim Amei that he owes 50. But what kind of Eidim? Not regular Eidus, both of them were there together. Eidus Miyuchedes. Kiffel, does Eidus Miyuchedes work by mamon? To be mechayiv with the money?
Yes.
Yes. But will there be a din of Rav Chia? Yes, Lodim. Because Ken Zayin, if the makar of Rav Chia is from a Kal V'chaymer, from Knas, and you want to learn that out, not so posh it would work over here. Maybe Rav Chia's din requires you to really connect it with a real Eidus. Or B'Klapei Ma? There is a drawer there, yeah, but maybe that, not every drawer is going to be enough. Klapei Ma, Dvar Mamurim, I want to fear, I think Rav Nochem himself says this Knech, Amayra de Gazach. The Gemara said the Kal V'chaymer reason was Ma'ap Kedeni mechayiv with the. It's mamash a bluff. It's not true. Piv is mechayiv mamon. Who asks the kasha? The Gemara. A line later. How are you doing? Spelled in gemedim. So the Gemara answers. What does it answer? It didn't mean mamon. Take out the word mamon. Insert the word knas. Someone even asked me. So just insert my mamon knas. Why do you have to go through the whole motion? Ma piv shein mechayiv mamon. Okay. Kasha. Yeah. Hear the kasha. But I'll tell you something. Maybe the Gemara doesn't mean that. Do you know? You know, yesterday we said the yeshiva shepshat that Piv is not mechayiv Mariv Amleiv style, right? It's not Neman. Like this snufa from Nochem, it's vital true. Piv is not as powerful as Eidim. Even by Momin, Piv is not as powerful as Eidim. Because when Eidim say a story about Momin, we believe the story. I believe. We believe the story. And when Piv says a story about money, we don't mamish believe the story. What do we believe? Just the Taitzah. That's also a chumrah. Now, if you mamish want to be yeshivish, maybe that the Gemara should still say. Uma piv she'en loy mamish nemon al ha'irua l'chayv ha'imomen. And Edom is. You want to hear something phenomenal? The Gemara did say it. The Gemara said knas. And we were mazber that why by knas is piv not machayv. I know it's a pasuk, but why by piv is it not machayv? Because of this oymik de kehezber that by piv you're not mamish being nemon. That's what the Gemara means. Knas is a proba. The fact that by piv you're not machayv knas. You can go back and actually even say, Uma piv she'en oy mamish nemon al ha sipur. L'in yin momen, Edom is, and it's mechayim shvua. So when the Gemara says knas, efshir, it means that. We can continue on that, but we're moving along. The Gemara says a pircha of carbon. And I was mocked in this yesterday, and I think I'm right. I want to say it again. Even if, this is an announcement, even if you'll find me 18 places in the Torah, in various assorted parashiyos, where Piv is weaker, right? Greater than?
Yeah.
Where Piv is weaker than Edom. Edom is more powerful. We actually did find one. What did we find? Knas. I challenge you, even if you find me 18 other things, all over in Kol Terakula, from Brachas Tokson, all kind of places where Piv is weaker than Edom. And that mamish allows you to make the Gaval of the Kakal Vachaymer. Madach Piv, which is so weak, Linyan, 18 things. And it's Mechayimish for Edom that's more powerful. Linyan these 18 things. Kolskay. The rule is, you called the pirch yesterday, correct? The rule is, if you find me one place, in a zaytik sugyan kachim and brisk, carbon, I'm getting it, hint, right? If you find me one place where Piv is more powerful than Eidim, that's a pirch, and then your kal v'chaymer won't work, and there's not a riot. Why, lemaisa, the kal v'chaymer, the structure is still there. I have a crisis over here. Piv is weaker than Eidim, when you knas v'chule. 17 other things. Tithe. Doesn't help. There's a pircha, and that's the structure, and that's going to be the rule. And by the way, that is going to be the pircha in the end. Spoiler for tomorrow, or the next day. The pircha is that Piv is neman even k'neged Edom, k'neged hakosha. But the Gemara first wants to do sugi of carbon, and so clearly minds, we're doing a zaitik sugi. Zaitik, it's mamish the sugi. We're doing the sugi of carbon, bearing in mind that our search is to find, if it's true, somewhere in the intricacies of the sugi of carbon, that a piv is more powerful than adim on a detail, on a nuance, on a topic, on a shlav in the sugi. You find that, you found the pircha. You found the pircha, so then there's no kal v'chaymer for a pchia. When a person eats, straight to the point, when a person eats chaylev, if he eats chaylev b'mezid, b'hasro, then he's chayiv koras. If he's mezid. If he eats it b'shoigig, there's a din. If a person doesn't have aver b'shoigig, then he brings a carbon. Now, the case of chaylev is that the person was eating, and I guess he thought it was shuman. Shuman is kosher. And it turned out, no, it was chaylev. He didn't know. He finds out afterwards. Hoyda elov, the pasuk says. So he has a chiyuv chatos. That's the din. He ate chaylev b'shoigig. How does a person know he ate chaylev b'shoigig? One way how a person could eat chaylev b'shoigig is nobody else was there in the room. Nobody else knows. He shows up to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, yesterday I ate chaylev. I'll tell you the story. I was eating shuman. It was given to me. I was told that it was shuman. I was allowed, supposedly, to assume it was shuman. And I found that afterwards it was chaylev. And therefore, I want to bring a carbon. So do the Kayhanim say, how do we know your story is true? Who are you? Chulin Bazaro. We don't want to stam as they take risks. The Kitzer is piv, flat, piv in a vacuum. Is piv mechayev a carbon? Yes. Let's. I'm going to do a few basics over here. Sugi is getting a little bit confusing, but I want to set it up. Piv is mechayev a carbon. Flat out, piv is mechayev a carbon. Now, let's say a guy doesn't know. A guy ate shuman. And he has no clue. And an Eid Echa came and told him, hey, Rav Yid, an Eid Echa. Rav Yid, what you just ate, it was Chaylev. You bring a carbon? First of all, what's his reaction? What are the options? What his reaction is? An Eid Echa says that he ate, and the Eid Echa says, the thing you ate, he did eat something, yeah? The thing you ate, it was Chaylev. What could his reaction be? Shtika. Shocking Shtika. But I'll call it Shtika Kaida. I mean, why not? The guy looks legit. He says, he could say, any idea. Which is a little different. He's like, okay, I don't know. I don't know who you are. I don't know. And he could also be makrish. Well, how could he be makrish? Because Bari B'Shem is my moment. It is, but that's not, they're not fighting about the money, but we're going to get to that. What else could he say? He could be makrish the Erechad. How are you makrish the Erechad? A few different ways. What could you say? I know Bivadoyev that it was Shuman. How else? What else could he say? Just, I want to set the basics up. What else could he say? I know Bivadi was Shuman. You're wrong. I know it was Shuman. Oh, Moira the Kazakh. Since a car, a fascinating chat. Since the din of carbon is only by shaygi, he could say, ha, of course I knew it was chaylev. I did it amazing. I'm not chayv of carbon. And he could also say, I'm loyachalti. I didn't even eat anything. So he could say a lot of things. But in the absence of those, a lot of other things, he just keeps quiet. Eid echad will be mechayv shvur. Be mechayv a carbon. Is shnei eidim mechayv a carbon? Again, similar case. A guy ate supposed shuman. He has no clue. Eidim, two eidim come in and say, hey, Rabbi, what you just ate was chaylev. Will he bring a carbon? Yes. Now, stopping right there, and we're not stopping, what's more powerful, piv or eidim? Equal. So far equal. Is piv in a vacuum mechayev a carbon? Is eidim in a vacuum, in absence of any other interaction of somebody else, is mechayev a carbon? They're equal. Careful, if they're equal, are we still good to go? Yes, because we already found that piv was weaker than eidim. Where was piv weaker than eidim? To originally trigger off. Rabbi Chiya's Kal V'Chaymer, Knas, and that's good to go, and maybe there are 17 other things. Our problems are going to start if we find somewhere in the Sugya that Piv is more powerful than Adam. So far I haven't said that, but anyways, the Gemara asks, Ma Lepiv Shekei Mechai Vay Korban, Te Omer Be'edim She'ein Mechai V'Noisei Korban. Ma Lepiv Shekei Mechai Vay Korban, Te Omer Be'edim She'ein Mechai V'Noisei Korban. Fregan Ala Rishayim, Adam are also Mechai Vay Korban. The same way Piv is Mechai Vay Korban, Piv in a vacuum is Mechai Vay Korban, Adam in a vacuum is Mechai Vay Korban. So what does the Gemara mean? Piv is Mechai and Adam is not. All the Rishonim ask this kasha. The Rishonim will say, I'm going to do Taisus also, but the Rishonim will say, Pashtus Rashi, and many of the Rishonim, the Rabban, the Rashi, they say, Mari Dikazach. In the Piv case, when a guy on his own came to the Beis HaMikdash and said, I think I ate Shuman and some, and I realized it was Chaylev, Piv will be Mechayev a carbon. When Eidim say that Yechayev a carbon, you know why Yechayev? Because of the Piv. Because he agrees. And the Pasuk says, Hoy that he loved. And hoyda elov means it has to come from his acknowledgement. And if it's like piv is mechayev a carbon, and it's always the piv. Even when there's adim, it's because he's selling suit to them, and it's the piv. And that itself is a kasha, that piv is more powerful than adim. Because in Hilchos Karbonis, piv is mechayev. That's how most Rishonim learn the sugya. Piv is mechayev carbon, And Edom per se is not Mechayev Karban. I, when Edom come and say, Yechayev, Yechayev, yeah, because you're still Tzul. It's Viter Piv. And that's called Piv is more powerful.
Tosis, what? Able to just blame it on this very specific Migul where you could always say,
which Migul? Which Migul? Whoa, this way, you're way ahead. I'm not up to Mazing this. I'm going to get it. We're not up to that. I'm still in the vacuum. That's a Lashon of a Gemara.
So how come he's, it must be a Spikwa?
That's the Rishayim's Pshat. You didn't see the Rishayim? It was in the Gemara Makam. The Ramban's Pshat. I'm going to get to anything. I know. I Bedavka did. And tomorrow, Beis Hashem, there will be a chart on the Gemara Makam also, in pending. Tosis doesn't like this, because Tosis says, if Piv in a vacuum is high the carbon, and Aiden separately in a vacuum is high the carbon, then who's greater then? They're equal. Al Gemara says Piv is greater than. So Tosis, I'll tell you Pshat. And first he says a Chiddush Ladina. What's the din if a guy says, Piv, I ate Chalev, I ate something, I thought it was Shuman, I myself know that it was Chalev. And two Aiden come and say, no, it was Shuman. First of all, someone has the idea, you bring a carbon? Piv said Chayiv, and Edom said Potter. Anyone knows what the din is? There's no first Gemara about this. No, the Machlekes Tanoim is when Piv said Potter and Edom said Chayiv. Like, get there? This cut. There's no Gemara about it. Piv said Chayiv. Chayiv means a guy personally says, I know that the supposed Shuman that I just ate, I know was Chalev, and I'm chalishing. I got to bring a carbon. And two Edom are saying, no. It was Shuman. What's the din? Tosis is Machadish Ufrais, it's not a Gemara, and most Rishonim argue on this din. That you have to bring a carbon. Now he shows up to the Beis HaMikdash actually. And who's going to be Machadish this carbon? The Kehanim got wind of what's going on. They know there are two Aiden saying this guy ate Shuman. Which Kay, Shitim Ukabetz is the same Tosis Kesinus, which was in the Maram Akinus. We're dealing with Chulin Ba'azara. Who's going to be Machadish this carbon? So there's two Gersis in the Shita, and Rabbi Chaman talks about this in Yevamos. Either he himself will be Machir of his carbon, he knows, or maybe even other Kehanim. I have a question. The two Edim that are the ones insisting that he ate Shuman, their names are Joe Cohen and Jack Cohen. Could they be Machir of the carbon? Could they be Machir of the carbon?
Shavi Anashe.
But his Shavi Anashe. Oh, what? Oh, Shavi Anashe to them on Chul Nazara. Nice. I'm impressed. I'll Shavi Anashe, they can't be Machir of the carbon. Interesting, okay. But barring Shavya Nafshe issues.
What? Not working
under the Seder, but the question is, if you're allowed to do it, in their, according to their Taina, this is Chol Nazar. This guy, their Taina, the guy ate Shuman.
Shavya Nafshe, but he's the one who's saying that he's high.
Okay. One second. Rabbi, say, can we start again? Piv in a vacuum. Do I know what means Piv in a vacuum? Piv in a vacuum. The other shrimp, they talked about piv in a vacuum. What's piv in a vacuum? Piv in a vacuum means that a guy on his own, no one else around, says the shuman supposes that I ate was chalev. On his own accord, will he bring a carbon? Yes, everyone agrees to that. Ate them in a vacuum. Everyone agrees you bring a carbon. The shaila is what's the longest. Some say it's because of piv, and some say it's not, and that's the Gemara. But Tosis didn't like that. So Tosis says, piv is mechayev a carbon, even if ate them say potter. But Tosis isn't spoke from what he just said. He says, where's the Makar for that? So he misquotes the Gemara in Krisis, which I'm going to get to, I hope. And he says, there's a Yisoid Odom Neman al Atzma Yoyser Mimeya Ish. There's no such Gemara. The Gemara is talking about something else I'm going to explain. But Tosis misquotes this Gemara and says, Odom Neman al Atzma, in the name of Karbonis, Yoyser Mimeya Ish. So this guy goes and says, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash with a Keves, with a Kivsa. And he's not a Nosi, he's with a Kivsa and a Seira. Or a Seira, and he says, hey, I have a problem. The supposed Shuman that I ate yesterday, I know it was Chalev. The Kehanim look at him and says, yeah, but there are two Edom. There are 100 Edom saying that it was Shuman. He says, yeah, but I have to bring a carbon. And what's the Chul Azara? Tosis Ketanis asked the Kasha. I saw Murder the Gechidish, B'Shem Reb Chaim. What's the din if two Edom says you ate Chalev, but you yourself are insisting that no, that it was Shuman? Do you bring a carbon? Okay, sorry for confusing you, but does the oil know? Yes. What's the din? Machlek Stanam, 1 second. What's the din when Edom says you ate Chalev and the Piv is insisting he didn't? That's a Machlekes Rav Meir and Chacham, which we're going to get to today, I hope. According to the Rabbanon, what's the din?
No.
You don't bring a carbon. Why not? Edom are saying, bring a carbon. Why is not bringing a carbon?
Yeah, of course it does.
The Gemara in Krisus brings two reasons, actually. One is because, here is the quote, Odom Neman Alas Yaisimei Ish. Or, He has a migu. He could have said mezid. What does that do, big balagan? We'll talk about it soon. First, an interruption. Reb Chaim says, "Amarat Gazach." Maybe in the Chanami, even Tosfos when he says that Piv could bring a carbon, even though Edom are saying Yipater, there's going to be a machsom. There's going to be a when he's waiting in line at the Beis Hamikdash, they're not going to let him through because they're going to say, "Hey, Reb Yud, it's very nice. You're saying that you need a carbon, but there are two Edom saying that. Loi miboy, those two Edom. Anyone else also? No one's being marked with your carbon." So Reb Chaim says, "No. You know what the case was? The case was this guy ate two plates. He had two portions. He had a hamburger and he had a face, another different kind of meat. And on one of the tamchuyim, it's called, a plate. On one of the tamchuyim, he said it was shuman. And Edom are saying it's chaylev. And the other one is fakat. He's saying it was chaylev, I'm saying shuman. So, mamonashach, I don't know if that's to be the same kind of Edom. I don't even know if that's the same kind of Edom. But mamonashach, he can make a carbon now. Because, yeah, the heat can be mechayev and a carbon. Are you worried about chulon azar? Don't worry about chulon azar. Chulon azar, you have backup. Maybe he has to bring out the other one. That's what Tosfos means is an eifal, but okay, that was a parenthetical and stuff.
But on one of them, he says five.
No, you still need the chiddush that Piv is mechayev carbon. But now I want to get to the beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Mal Piv shekein mechayev carbon to Yomar Be'edim. So Tosfos pirush. Shekein mechayev carbon afilu ha'edim makhish and oisai v'ayimrim lav chaylevav. El shuman. Why? So Tosfos, how do I know what to say this Marudik Chiddush, which for the interruption, most Rishonim argue on. So Tosfos, it better be that's Pshat on the Gemara. If the case is it's Piv in a vacuum and the Edom aren't being makashim, so then hechi kamar ti omer be Edom that Edom can't be mechayiv in a vacuum. Edom nami mechayiv in a carbon im eini makishon. I feel when Edom echad im eini makishon is mechayiv a carbon. Stop. How did the other Rishonim answer this question? The other Rishonim that argue on Tosfos and hold that Piv can't be mechayiv a carbon can be Edom. They learn that everything in the Gemara is a vacuum, and the Gemara meant the lom de shavart. Piv is mechayiv a carbon. It's hoyda elov. Edom are not mechayiv a carbon. Yeah, if the Edom tell you, so start it, so then you agree. So then it's vayter, it's Piv. Tosfos didn't like that. And that's why Tosfos had to be mechadish, is moirat ki'yisoy, that Piv could be mechayiv a carbon. But where is the makar that Piv could be mechayiv a carbon? So again, Tosfos misquoted the Gemara in Krisis. Now we're going to do the Gemara in Krisis. What's the machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachamim in Krisis? There's a Mishnah. Amrulai. Who's Amrulai? Who's Amru Loi? Two Edom. Amru Loi, Achal Techeilev. Maybe Chatos. Edom Arachav, Edom Aloyachal. What if this Edechad is against an Edechad or an Isha against an Isha? Fine, you bring an Asham Tali then. Skip a line. Every one of those cases is going to be in tomorrow's chart, which we didn't see yet. But now the crunch time is up. The Mishnah. Shnayim Oimrim Ochal. Two Edom says that what he ate was Chelev. Vehu Oimer Loi Ochaldi. Translation. What does it mean, loy achalti? Before the oyber chokmalogs that are going to say, mezid, I could have. What is the literally the means loy achalti? And lahadam, you're right. It's better than lahadam, but it could be a few different things. It could mean I'm starving. I haven't eaten today yet. I'm fasting. Or I only ate paris. Or no. Loy achalti chelev. It was definitely shuman. I checked it out. All those are the same. Loy achalti. Okay, but we're shnayim oimrim ochal. Vehu oimer loy achalti. Rav Meir Mechayev. Omer Rav Meir. Im heviu hu shnayim lide misa chamura lo yeviu lide carbon akal. If Edom can be Mechayev, someone misa. Avad Edom can be Mechayev, I gotta bring a carbon. Omer loy, the chacham say back. Nice kavachomer. But, what do they say back, Taka? They don't agree to the kavachomer? What does the Mishnah say? Fascinating. Ma im yirtza loymer mezit hayisi. What does that mean? He could have said I was amazed, but that's not what he said. It's not what he said. It sounds either like a migu, which is a problem because it's migu mokem eidim. Because, one second, let me translate. Migu means, he taka didn't say mezid, but he could have. But what did he say? Loyachalti, which means I'm parif, starving, or only ate shuman. One second, all right. So, he has a migu, but it's migu negen eidim. You know what he said?
Migu mokem eidim, that the migu itself would count as eidim.
Yeah, but that's what migu mokem eidim means. In a different place, it means different things, but in our context, it means the taina that you're tining is connected Edom. And when the taina that you're tining is connected Edom, it doesn't help that what we do, that you have amigo. What you're tining is brick wall against Edom.
Edom don't know whether or not he was mazed.
Ooh, that's about the truth, but he didn't say mazed though. If it, well, no, 1 second. If right away at the start, there's a Tosfos about it, he brings it, people think it's taken for granted, Tosfos later on brings it from the Torah's Koyanim. Tosfos brings this chiddush from the Torah's Koyanim, the next Tosfos. I want to say Edom come in and say a chalta, and he says right away off the cuff. off the cuff right away. He says, yeah, Mezid. Yeah, I know it was Chalef. Mezid Hisi. What's the din then? Avada no carbon. Grata, Taisa says a Lashon there. If Kol Hayoyim he was, interesting Lashon. If he was done on Kol Hayoyim and only Bachroyim he said Mezid, then not. Anyone has a clue? What was he done Itam Kol Hayoyim? What was going on for those 7 hours? What was he saying? I don't know. What was he saying? I'm not sure. But he can't come and say Mezidis at the end. But if he said Mezidis at the beginning, fine. But here he didn't. What did he say? He said Lo Yachalti. Now the words of the Mishnah, Mayim Yirtz Loimer, some say it means Migu, but you get big stock, Migu Mok Megim. Some say it means Metaritz Tvorov. Wow. He said Lo Yachalti. You had an imagination with this. He didn't mean Lo Yachalti, I'm starving. He didn't mean Lo Yachalti, I'm Pariv. He didn't mean Lo Yachalti, I ate Shuman. He meant Lo Yachalti Shayig. Rather, that was amazing. Yeah, he really meant that? Ask him. Yeah, he really meant that. Ask him. He said he didn't. Now he says he did. What's going on? The Gemara on Yudaism, Amar Aleph, the Hemshech HaSugya, asks, Ibayi Lahu. Listen to a Gemara. Very important you say in Derech HaLimit, first of all. Ibayi Lahu, my time in the Rabbanon. When you see a Gemara that asks Ibayi Lahu, my time in the Rabbanon, big neon sign, what is the Gemara saying? That Rav Meir is the Pashtus. What did Rav Meir say? And Rav Meir told us what he said. What did Rav Meir say? Kifa, what's the case? What's the case, though? What's the case? Adam said Chayef, Pib said Potter. And what does Rav Meir say? And I have now a Mefurish Gemara that that's the Pashtus. Chayef. Why? Kavachaymer. Why do you need Kavachaymer? Stop. You know, interruption. When I do the interruptions, I make mistakes sometimes. Why do you need Kavachaymer? What's wrong with just, you know, Adam said? Like, what? Oh, the Haidel of Reg. Okay, so yeah, okay, fine. I didn't want to go there yet. 1 second. But interesting, Rav Meir also didn't write it. Say, oh, there's Aiden, stop, for sure. No, he needed a Shtickle Torah. Not some Shtickle Torah, he used one of the Midrash of a Torah. What's the Kalbachimer, though? Careful, what did Rav Meir pick as a Kalbachimer? Stam, interesting. Madach Aiden, a Mechayev Misa. So Zichar, Aiden should be Mechayev Karben. Why did he only pick Misa? He could have picked Momin, Knas. Why Daf Kamisa? What's he
Chapter Lamisa?
The most chomer. Stop, he picked one of the best. It's the most chomer. Kenzai. I had a hargosh, it's talking the same thing. You know, it doesn't have to be Chalev. It could be that you were Mechal Shabbos. So Madach Edim were made that he was Mechal Shabbos, but Mezid, we will kill him. So Edim that he was Mechal Shabbos, but Shayyid. I mean, it's a thing that's in. Why should he bring in Knas? Like, okay, but what was the Mayor's Kal Chaimer, which the Rabbanon supposedly potentially agree with? Madach Edim could kill someone that made him Mechal Shabbos, Chayiv Misa, whatever, Averish Shabbos is better than Yechayiv. So Abad Edim say, Yechayiv a carbon, Yechayiv. Zok the Gemara, careful. My time in the Rabbanon. Rabbanon should also agree. Rak rega. Didn't the Mishnah already say what the Rabbanon hold? I mean, maybe we didn't understand it. But didn't the Mishnah say what the Rabbanon hold? The Mishnah's words, and I quote, Ma'im yirtzalay remezit hayisi. What does that mean? Options? Migu, which gets stuck with Migu b'makim edim, or Metaris Tiburi. But it says that in the Mishnah. What does the Gemara say in the Beis Aleph? My time in the Rabbanon! Iboyahu, my time in the Rabbanon! The erst of Shad is, Odom Nemon al Atma Yoister Mimeyesh! Rabbanon undermined the Kalachimer. They say, very nice, Adam said. But a person's Nemon on himself more than 100 Adam. Klotz Kasha, two Adam said someone was Machal Shabbos. He says, I wasn't. So you don't kill him, because Odom Nemon al Atma Yoister Mimeyesh. What happened? What happened? I don't know, 1 second. So two Adam said a guy was Machal Shabbos. He says, I wasn't. Odom Nemon al Atma Yoister Mimeyesh. What's the svart of Adnam Yes Memesh? Zok Rashi in Krisos. A carbon is for a kapara. The guy could say, listen, it's my problem. Yeah, Michael Tavis. If I need a kapara, I'll come and still and bring the carbon. The vial I don't want. I'm going to continue the klutz kasha. The guy says, Mises Bezdan of Skila is for my kapara. I'm Michael Tavis. What's the difference? Manishtana Skila from carbon? Huh? Manishtana?
That's what it says.
That's the answer. That's the answer. The chiluk is because the Mises Bezdin is a Biar Tara. That's the answer. Why I can't say Michael Tavis only also Biar Tara.
So then what about Michal
Shabbos?
Then also Biar Tara.
You
see that
Michal
Shabbos also.
Yeah, Biar Tara is almost Mises Bezdin. Yeah. He's saying a part that maybe it's grad there. I just don't think you have to come on to it. But again, my time in the Rabbanon, the erst of Shad in the Rabbanon is Adam Neman Asi Yosi Memeish. Oy Dilma, careful Lashon HaGemara. Mishum de Amrinon Migu di Iboy Amr Mezid Isi Potter Kemen Amin Chalti Mem Hem Potter. Technically what the Gemara is clearing is the time of the Rabbanim like it says in the Mishnah, or maybe there's another Pshad that it didn't say. And the Rishonim deal with that. They say, they didn't Chanami. Maybe when the Rabbanim said it, Ma'ir Yitzu Loimar, it was Lidvor of the Rav Meir Kamer. They themselves really hold Odom Nemanas Mezid Meish. So again, careful. What's Pshad in the Rabbanim? What's the tana of the Rabbanon when a person is what's the tana of the Rabbanon when Edom a mechayim and he wants to say pater? Rabbeir is taka mechayim to bring a carbon. We force him to bring a carbon. Rabbanon, no, you're not going to have to bring a carbon. Why? Either because Adam Nemanas Yaisi Mimea Ish, or because of this quasi mazit slash mataritz dibur, I think, which Migo is a little bit not so gishmak, because it's Migo Negadeh. Comes Tosis now and says, Amoyer Dikazach. Our Sugya is going like the Lishna Kama increases, not the Lishna Basar. And this we're going to see Rabbi say is a huge machlekes for showing, but that's Shitas Tosis. Why does Tosis tell us that our Sugya is going like the Lishna Kama? Because Tosis does something phenomenal. The idea that Adam Neman Alatz V'yaisim Me'ish, very important, was as far that a person's Neman on himself to pater himself or to be Mechayiv himself, L'inyan Karbonis. In what context was the Gemara referring to? It was going in the case of the Mishnah where Adam said, you're Chayiv, the guy himself wants to say, Lo Yachalti, and was saying, Adam is Neman Alatz V'yaisim Me'ish, to pater himself, and Rashi increases even says, to bother himself, because he says, listen, it's my kapara, I'll deal with it. If I want it, if I'm interested, I'm interested or not. Tosis comes and says, Nishtazim. He misquotes what I mentioned before, the idea of Naman al Atzmai, and he says it's a two-way street. It's also Lagabi Chiyuk, because this was Tosis' Ikr Chiddush, Mr. Mishanim argument. That went, what's the case? Piv! And Tosis reads, according to Tosis, it's a Gemara in Baba Metzia. Now, the Mishanim learned the Gemara differently, but you have to chap. According to Tosis, this is what the Gemara says, I'm going to read a Gemara. Because Taisha says, the Gemara's in a vacuum. The Gemara's not in a vacuum. Taisha reads the Gemara. Malapiv, shekein mechayv a carbon even against Edim. Teyomer be Edim, that are not mechayv a carbon against Piv. Taisha asks on himself, where's the source, Yisoid, Makar, that a Piv can be mechayv a carbon against Edim? And we won't be worried about Chul Lazar, Bechule, Bechule. Zaktaisis, I'm reading it. The Zaisa Sugi Severus Kalishan the Perak Amrloi, the first Lashon that we quoted, the Mefarish that the time of the Rabbanan, the Gomer, the Amrloi Achal Techel, the Huay Merloi Achal, the Potter, is because of Adam Neman Alatz Meyosim Eish. That was the reason why you Potter. But Taisis adds, Ulakach Piv is also Machayev carbon, Afilu Edom Machishan, I say. The Edom Ein Machayev, and I say carbon, and Machishan. Because the Yisoid of Adam Neman Alatz Meyosim Eish in Yonim of Karbonis is a two way street. Aval Dili Edoch Lishna, according to the other Lashon, the Mefarish that the time of the Rabbanon is, and Tosis quotes, the Metaretz Dvarav. Tosis already, when she talks, increases, we quoted the Tosis in the Marmachimus, doesn't stand the chance to learn it means Migu, it's a Migu Keneged Avim. That's Mamish, like, makes no sense. But he says it means, when Metaretz Dvarav, meaning when he said, Loy Achaldi. Loy Achaldi doesn't mean hungry, parid, I only ate Shuman. It means, Loy Achaldi Sharigig, I ate the Chayla of the Mazin, and that's why I'm not Chayab the carbon. The Loy Achaldi Sharigig of the Mazin. So that's how Tosis learns the Gemara. Now, so we have a problem. The Olam remembers the problem. The problem is that what was Rav Chiya's Kal V'Chomer? Let's recap. Rav Chiya's Kal V'Chomer for Hados Edom when a guy says 100 and he says Kai for a call and Edom made on 50 that he has to swear on the other 50, which is the sugya we're doing. Rav Chiya's Makar was from the Kal V'Chomer. What was the Kal V'Chomer? Madach Piv, which is weak, shvach, low. Meaning what? 17 things. Which one did the Gemara pick? I don't know if I have 17 other things, but what did the Gemara pick? Knas. That Piv is weak, meaning Knas, and it's Mechayiv Shvua. Eidim, that's Mechayiv Knas. If I'm Mechayiv Shvua, says the Gemara, no, you have a problem. It doesn't make a difference. Let it be a Zaytik Sugya. But I found a Sugya where Piv is more powerful. In the Yonim of Karbonis, Piv is more powerful. And the way Tosis learned, we're Gnoi, peel away all the details. Where did you see that Piv is more powerful? Not in a vacuum. But when Piv says Yechayiv, Yechayiv even against Edom. And when Edom says Yechayiv, you're not Chayiv against Piv. So Rav Chiya is a disaster. We have a Krisa, we have a Pircha. And fit the Gemara. Rav Chiya ke Rav Meir Svirulei. The Amar Edom Echayiv and I say Karbon Nikal V'Chaymer. Rav Chiya holds like Rav Meir. The Tanan, oh, the Mishnah we just learned. Amar Uloi Shnayim Echal Techeilev. This is quoting the Mishnah. What did the Rabbanon answer back? Which means either Mataris Tavar of Omigo. Stop. So we salvage that Rav Meir holds like Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya holds like Rav Meir. Frek the Marsha. Why does the Gemara have to say that Rav Chiya holds like Rav Meir? Why can't you just say Rabbi holds like the Lishna Basra increases? So Rabbi says there's a barn cash in this looking. We need to find a knesh where piv is more chama than edim. That's what the Gemara is looking for to cause problems, to make a pircha. According to Tosfos, gnoi, what did the Gemara mean? That in the Rabbanon, according to the Lishna Kama, wow, a piv is mechayiv even against edim, and edim is not mechayiv against piv. So how did the Gemara salvage it? We're going like Rav Meir. Why do you have to go like Rav Meir? Just say we're going like the Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Basra, you don't have this adam nem and alatz moi. It's only the parrot's gevara. Everything is smooth. Marsha says in a chanami it could have. But the Lishna Basra, anyways, is a doichek. He has cheshbonos.
Rabbi, in the Lishna Basra, why is Taka Rabbi Meir chayav mechayav?
Because of a kavah chaymer, and he doesn't hold a mataris tvarif. There's a machlekes from Meir Chacham about mataris tvarif.
Isn't the Lishna Basra like kibda in the Mishnah?
No.
So
Mamish not.
Type thing. He could have been chayzer afterwards. Or
yeah.
He did?
Well, Taisa speaks in the Zeris Koyin. If he right away said Meizid, Rameir will agree his butter. But if he hemmed about it, and only at the end, it's too late, and we will not be mataris tvarif and then things. No, we won't. I have a suffix. An interesting Shiloh. Toysis, what was Toysis Iker Chidim? There's a lot of things in Tratava, but what was Toysis Chidish Ladina that the Rishonim argue on? That when a Piv says, when a Piv says Chayiv, and Edim say Potter, will you be Makar of a Karban? Toysis says, Piv will be Machayiv a Karban even against Edim, based on Adam Neman Alatzmai. Rishonim argue on it, but it's Toysis Chidish. Toysis is saying it only Bedas the Rabbanon, or even Rav Meir. My Hargosh is even in Rav Meir. Why not? Rav Meir could agree that Adam Neman al Atzma Yosem Meir Ish to be Mechayiv himself. He only argued that he doesn't hold up Adam Neman al Atzma Yosem Meir Ish to party yourself against David. Come to Chayis. And it took me a long time. I was shocked when I realized what happened. According to Rav Meir, in the Sugya of Karbonis, I'll make it simple. Is Piv greater than Edom or is Edom greater than Piv? According to Rav Meir, is Piv greater than Edom? You found anywhere where Piv could do something without vacuums? Is Piv anywhere greater than Edom, or is Edom greater than Piv? The answer is that according to Rav Meir in the Sugya of Karban, they're equal. Piv could be Mechayiv, even if Edom say you're Potter. Alternatively, Edom could say you're Chayiv, even if Piv says you're Potter. So which one's more powerful, Sai in a vacuum and Sai when they're competing? They're equal. Is equal good? Yeah, you know why equal is good? Because it's not a pircha. Because fakert, a kal v'chaymer we already had. The kal v'chaymer was Piv is weaker than Edom Linyan Knas, and that was great. No, the Gemara says, but in the sugya of Karbanos, we found that Piv is greater than Edom. So the Gemara, no, Rav Chiya holds like Rav Meir, and work out all the details. Like Rav Meir, did you ever say one is greater than the other? No, they're equal, and they're equal. Equal is fine. But now I have a problem. Rashi says in the sugya that we're going like the second Lashon. Rashi says, Amar lo shnayim achalta chelev shagi, v'oimer lo achalti potter. Zok Rashi, why? Shehaya yochel emer meizir ha-yisi. He could have said meizir ha-yisi. What's that in fancy words? Not meishav aveda, hint, hint. Migu. He could have said meizir. Not that one with Tarek's dvar that he meant meizir. He could have said meizir, and therefore, even when he says lo achalti, which taka means lo achalti, I'm starving in Paris, he's also potter, because he could have said meizir. Kan ha-ben shoyel. First of all, it's a migu neged edim. Well, like, what's the pshat? Also, Tosfos said that the sugya has to stem with the Lishna Kama. Rashi's going in Lishna Basra. What could be Pshan and Rashi? I'm going to say it very b'ktzara. It's negay for the Hemshech HaSugya of Oshem, which we're going to do tomorrow, Oshem and Chaimish. But a big vart in Rashi. No, I'm going to say it. We have time. I'm going to say the vart, but you have to know respect. This is a vart. This was a shekholi by Rav Nochum, this chelik of the sugya. Rashi, and maybe a lot of the Mishnah, not like Tosfos, is the only way to be chayiv a carbon is it's personal. The carbon is not skila that I can say, I'm Michael the skila, yeah? Besides, if you are at the haro, we need more terutzim to this, but you can't just back out of skila and say, I'm Michael the skila, yeah? But by carbon, yeah. So let me tell you something. Carbon is a personal chiyuv. The pasuk says, oi hoi de elov. A guy has to come to the base of Mikdash krechting, oi gewald, I have a problem. I ate the chaylev, I know that I ate the chaylev, and I need a kapara. It's all I. Now, I was like, only pit is machayiv a carbon. I mentioned this aspect from the Rishayim already. We said that, what does the Gemara mean? Edom aren't mechayiv carbon. Edom are mechayiv carbon. Even when the Edom say, the Pshat is, it's not that the Edom are mechayiv you. What's mechayiv you? The Piv. And if the Piv says, Shtika, Shtika kaida. And if the Piv says, I don't know, no, doch. And if the Piv says, Ma pitom, b'shumayfin, I know that it was Shuman. Listen to what Moira thinks. This is the ikra chiddush of the sugya. Rav Meir holds Edom are so powerful. Rav Meir holds, and he learned it from a Kal v'chaymer from Misa. By the way, I don't know how a Kal v'chaymer from Misa teaches you what I'm about to say, but that's what he says. The Kal v'chaymer from Misa says, Edom are so powerful that if Edom say you ate chaylev, you ate chaylev. Even if you're insisting, I know it was Shuman, foreign b'chaylev. And it's high day love. Narzach nishtop, red zechayim, you're also saying that it was, Edom are that powerful. But you need high day love. It's considered high day love. Ah, he's saying not. It's dvarim b'teilim. And that's why you chayiv. And the Rabbanon agreed to that. You know why the Rabbanon argue? One lashon is, Odom neman al atzmi yoysi mimeya ish. If he's neman al atzmi yoysi mimeya ish, suffice it to be that he can stand in the face of those Edom and say, no, don't confuse me and play with my mind. I know who's Shuman. And you know what the second teretz is? He could have said mezid. It's a migu. Migu, not mataris tavarev. Ah, gevald, migu b'mokam Edom loyam rinan. Kif. Migu could never beat Edom straight out. But over here, fakir, Edom can't be mechayiv. The only reason Edom are mechayiv you because they plug it into you and say it's you and it's personal and it becomes haidei love. And Rav Meir took that so powerful that even if Edom said mechayiv, you're insisting, Potter, dvarim b'teilim. The Rabbanan say, listen, dvarim b'teilim, I have a migu. What does this migu have to do? The migu just has to make that it's not dvarim b'teilim. That migu could work even b'mokam Edom. I don't have to win the Edom. The Edom can't be mechayiv. Rav Meir says Edom are so powerful that the mechayiv, even when I makrish them, that it becomes hoidei love. That it becomes hoidei love. Rav Meir says Edom are so powerful that when Edom say yachal techelev, and you're looking him in the eye and saying, don't mataritz and don't cut my words. I'm insisting it was Shuman. Rav Meir says Edom is so powerful that even in that case, bring him around, let him bring a carbon. He's also hoidei love. He really knows the truth. That akuda the Rabbanon argue. Why? Iboyelu who clears the Gemara increases. My time in the Rabbanon. The pastor is Rameir with this Moira the Gemara. What did the Rabbanon hold? Either the Rabbanon hold Adam Neman Alatzmai so chach, he can stand for his footage and say, on his feet and say, I'm out. Well, you know what? A drop more. There's a migu. And the migu doesn't have to beat the Adam. The migu just has to shtel avek that he can stand in their face and say, nah. So I'll leave him with an interesting question. Edom come and say that Ploini ate Chelev, but not Stam. They say they're made. We saw he ate Chelev, and we saw that he knew. We heard him crack. We heard him say, Oi, Gevald, I ate Chelev. And now he's coming and saying, that's also a lie. Would you believe the Edom on that? Yes, why not? The Knech only was that Edom can't creak into his Hoidei love. Here they did. They said he's a Hoidei love, Nick. Wow.
Why don't we say that?
Twice that's the question. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Excellent. And by the way, this burden.